hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Tuesday, folks, the 4th of December, 2004, and it's Tuesday. That means it's Bob Chapman Day. We'll be bringing Bob up here in just a couple of minutes. And I want to remind people that what a better time. You know, they say timing is everything. Timing, timing, timing. Throughout our history, folks, we've had run-ins with the international gangsters, but the chickens, the proverbial chickens, have come home to roost here. And when I say that, I mean that what a better time to educate people, because money is on everybody's mind. We're in a recession. Not sure what's going to happen next year. Ain't none of it going to be good, that's for sure. What a better time. Now, the stage has been set. The only thing that you have to do is act. Everything is there for you. The bankers have provided the mess. The lending institutions have provided the mess, the confusion, the chaos, the debt, the suffering, everything else. Now, it's our turn. They've set the stage. Let's take the stage. What are we going to be telling the people? Exactly what they're seeing right now, only this time around, we give it to them in a little simple package, highly entertaining, only takes an hour and 45 minutes of their time, and thousands of these things have gone out of, flown out of this network. What am I talking about? Freedom to fascism. Oh, yes, you heard of it before. Well, wait a minute, before you switch me off here, or your left half of your brain, listen to what I am saying to you. Ron Paul is running for president. He's talking about the funny money system. He's talking about the IRS. What did Aaron Russo put in his film? His legacy, probably his greatest work ever, the most important, before he scuttled off this mortal coil here. That's right. Freedom to fascism. That was his gift to the rest of us still left behind. We're not making any money off of these. We're buying them directly from the supplier for $1.25 a piece. And at that price, folks, what a piece of information that you can give to people. And I cannot urge this enough, folks. We're not making one thin cent or copper wash piece of zinc off of this deal. No, we're giving them to you at our cost. The only thing you have to pay is the shipping. $1.25 a piece. We're requesting people do 10 or more on their orders and start passing these things around, folks. The problem with the Patriot community, we've never optimized our opportunities. Here is a chance to swing and knock one, I mean, out of the park. Once people see this, their lives change for the rest of their lives. Give us a call at 800-724-2719. Order as many copies as you can. We can get these things out to you by Christmas. They make great stocking stuffers. People in credit card problems, mortgage problems, money problems, income problems. This will answer their questions. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're strapped in. Have your seatbelt snug around your waist. We're on for the ride here for Tuesday. Bob Chapman, good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon?
Well, good afternoon to you, and I am fine. And it's been a very busy day today, but I've struggled through it.
As we all...
There's so much news out there. It's incredible.
Yeah.
The bi-weeklies, they just keep on getting bigger and bigger because there's so much to tell people. There's so many things going on in all of those worlds out there in finance, economic, social, political issues. It's just phenomenal. Of course, you're not going to see it on CNBC or the other networks because they're forbidden to discuss such things.
The thing that I wanted to start out first on today's program is, now, I did the stories and been following this foreclosures, the Florida School Fund. And this was, I guess, Bob, what you could classify this as being is probably a run on the investments. The Florida State Board of Administration, the manager of the local government investment pool, They halted withdrawals at an emergency meeting after $12 billion was pulled out this month from the participants. Orange County, home of Disney World, to Pompano Beach asked for their money back following disclosures that the fund held $1.5 billion of downgraded and defaulted debt. Now, in your newsletter here, you're saying that they pulled $8 billion out of the state-run investment. My figures put it at $12
billion. Well, don't forget, I had to have written that a little bit before.
Okay.
Yeah, and the figures keep on coming all the time. They're just a guideline sometimes.
Okay. Now, again, we're talking...
Yeah, you know, I just got something in from Forbes. They've drawn $9 billion and nearly a third of the $28 billion. But I got another piece that came through and said they had withdrawn $13.8 billion. So they've withdrawn a lot of money, maybe half the money already.
Now, this is one state. This is one state with a fund. Now, every state in this union, Bob, has funds such as these. They've got bad money laying in there. They don't know how much and where at. How close are we in this country today of people just saying, you know what, we're being lied to. The American public has not figured out how badly they've been lied to. They're not going to really realize this until next year about inflation rates, about how bad the subprime mortgages, all the repackaged debt, everything else, how bad all this really is. How do you see this spreading through the rest of these state funds? And this is the corporation, and let's break this down very simply. It's the corporation investing your money into whatever they so desire. Now, up until this point, it might have been getting a return off of it, but Bob... there's not going to be a whole lot of returns off of anything. Do you think this is going to pose a major problem for these funds throughout the remaining states?
With some of them, yes. And don't forget, this was rated AAA. Now, the problem is, and they should have done this, all the fiduciaries should have been looking at what was inside of those packages, bonds. But they didn't do that. They just said, well, those three agencies have rated them AAA, they must be AAA, so we'll buy them, that's a prudent investment. This was the hook. This is what the banks and the investment banks, and particularly the Federal Reserve, pushed onto the rating agencies. They're not going to tell you that. But the Fed was behind it. And all the money that is made by rating agencies is from the people they're rating. So it's an incestuous situation. It's not like having an outside auditor. They're supposed to be, but they're not. And so they committed a fraud. The banks did, the Fed did, the investment banks did. So didn't the mortgage companies. And so didn't the borrowers. Fitch did a survey. Approximately 66% of the people who received loans in the first half of 2006 outright, totally, unbelievably lied. Some 85% falsified their applications in total. We'll assume that some of those were errors, but... you get over 80% of the people defrauding the lender. The lender is defrauding the CDO buyer. The rating agency is defrauding everybody, and the Fed is the conductor of the orchestra, which is running this evil circus. Now, how many states? Don't know. I know Montana... and some of the others are already talking about their problems. Illinois, I think it's Chicago, and there's others. And, you know, in this Florida thing, you know, the question is, what part did Jeb Bush and George Bush play in Florida being just not only in this fund that they had, which was it was called the Florida State Board of Administration, which controlled the fund, which invested it in short-term AAA paper. Now, they want to borrow money from the pension fund. Well, that's all well and good, but they're buried in the same crap. And most of the paper came from Lehman Brothers, as we now find out. And, you know, what should be done here, and incidentally, the entities that had money in this fund, which is administered by the state, the counties, the cities, the towns, they are demanding their whole money back. They want it all back. They don't want to take a loss, and they don't think they should have to take a loss. I think there's going to be massive lawsuits over this. And the people I just mentioned who put this whole thing together, there should be criminal charges brought against all of them. I mean, these are crimes. These are financial crimes. You know, I've been in this business for 48 years. I know a crime when I see one. Now, if you don't want it to be a crime, and civilly you're guilty, then what you do is you make the victim whole. And in some instances in our court system, the system does more than that. They bring in different kind of injuries and so on and so forth. But the point is, I think that the banks, the Fed, Fed's private corporation, they can be sued. And all of these investment banks and all of the people who falsified their forms, they should be all brought either criminal or civil charges. Take your choice.
Moody's may cut ratings on $105 billion of their structured investment vehicles. What a nice little name. If you want to repackage some bad paper and sell it off to some other sucker. What a name. Structured investment vehicle. Doesn't that sound like something you can buy off your showroom floor, put a couple tags on it and drive it? They're saying that the investor services, Moody's, is preparing the biggest credit rating cuts since subprime mortgages contaminated the bond market, foreshadowing losses for investments that pay Florida teachers and money market funds. So refer back to the story we just covered here about the the state-run investment pool, as they call it. Moody's, they may lower ratings on $105 billion of debt sold by structure investment vehicles after the average net asset of the value of these SIVs sponsored by firms including New York-based Citigroup declined to 55% from 71% a month ago. Moody's said November 30th, just a couple of days ago, made that statement. The net asset value, Bob, the amount that would be left for investors if the SIV were forced to sell holdings and repay debt, 102% in June. Where are they supposed to sell this stuff to? Where are they going to get the money?
Well, there are buyers, but I'll give you an example that the banks and investment banks did not want to happen. But it happened day before yesterday. What's today? Tuesday. It happened yesterday. E-Trade had a $3.1 billion position in CDOs, and they wanted out of the position. So they got Citadel Group, which is a hedge fund, and a group of other hedge funds to come in and make a bid for their paper. And they would buy their paper from them, and then they would give them a loan as well. And so Citadel took down the paper, and the paper was sold to Citadel between 11 cents and 26 cents on the dollar. So right. That's what it's worth.
26 cents on the buck?
On the upside.
On the upside. All right. We'll break here. We'll also entertain your calls today, ladies and gentlemen, at 800-313-9443. No financial question too large or too small.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Some headlines, folks, that is, well, a report entitled World Faces Food Shortages, Prices Rise. How is that possible, ladies and gentlemen? We used to be a country back in the 1950s with the technology that was available then. We were able, more than capable, of feeding this entire planet five times over. Now, did you hear what I just said? Five times over. Now they're predicting we're going to be facing food shortages and escalating prices. Now we know, Bob, that in their little inflation model, and Bernanke has been tap dancing around this issue when repeatedly asked, Mr. Bernanke, if you lower the Fed rate again, you know, which may or may not show up for the customer next year in any sort of relief. But, Mr. Bernanke, if you lower the Fed rate again, this is going to spell trouble economically. Bob, if you would you please explain why the Fed cut rate is only good for the banks doing business with each other. This doesn't mean, folks, that you're going to have reduction in your credit card interest rates, or it doesn't necessarily mean these adjustable rate mortgages are these poor people out here are going to be given an even break and they're going to restructure their mortgage. Folks, across the board, housing prices are declining. Some areas 10%, other areas 15%. In England, housing over there has been devalued by 30%. A lot of people are upside down in their mortgages right now, and we're not even talking about adjustable rate mortgages. We're talking about people being upside down in their own homes. Bob, if Bernanke lowers the Fed rate again a quarter point, a half point, what is the relationship with the trade imbalances versus the dollar against other currencies? What's going to happen?
Well, first of all, in regard to interest rates, and they affect marketplaces, the real interest rates have stayed relatively high, even though the Fed has lowered the prime rate as well as the discount rate a half a point. The discount rate is for banks that come to the discount window, and those banks borrow money in order to lend that money to others, and they can lend eight times what they get from the Fed. So if they borrow $1 billion, they can lend $8 billion if they choose to. Sometimes they use the money themselves for investments as well. The prime rate is for it's a guideline for banks to lend to the general public and business, particularly business. And so if the rate came down another 0.25%, it would be assumed that the rates would drop about 0.25%. And in dropping 0.25%, they would make it somewhat more less expensive to borrow money to make your business run. And the real market for mortgages, if you look at the baseline that lenders are supposed to use, is the U.S. $10 note, U.S. 10-year note, which is 3.87 today. And today, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, which is that guideline for the mortgage industry, is 6.10. So you've got a difference here of 223. Normally the spread between the two is 1 to 1.25. So in normal times not like this, rates would really be a point lower, but banks don't want to put them a point lower. And the reason that they don't is that they don't want to make loans because they're afraid they're going to get more bad paper, supposedly. And the same is true in England, where you were talking about 30% corrections in housing prices, and the same is going to happen in Spain and Ireland as well, and in Australia and along the eastern seaboard of China, in the large cities in Japan. They're all going to go through it. Denmark is another possibility, whereas Germany won't go down at all because it never went up. So the rates sometimes have nothing to do with what the banks charge. And if all the banks are charging 6.10%, and then you have collusion. All the banks shouldn't be charging the same price.
But they are.
Well, they're working against the public. But they always do, and they get away with it.
The criminals never seem to go to jail. This is highway robbery on steroids, but nobody is going to jail.
That's right.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Oh, it must be a Monday on Tuesday. I went to click my screen and I wiped all of my stories out on my screen. Let me collect my thoughts here. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gil in Texas. Hello, Gil. You're on with Bob Chapman.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Your guest is primarily concerned with political, economic issues.
I don't know.
He does a newsletter, I believe.
Yes, he does, International Forecaster, but he has other interests aside from that.
Certainly. I would like to ask him a question, see what his response, and I have a comment toward the end.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to another shortwave broadcast, I forget the name. There claims to be a brewing scandal where there was, like, trillions of dollars that was taken out of the United States from American taxpayers. Was supposed to be brought back in the United States, and the government's been stealing it for like 20 years, and it's like $2 trillion. I'm wondering if this ever were to break in the mainstream media and the people would get ear of it and it would hit the markets, what effect it would have.
And Bob, are you following this? Are you tracking this?
Right, yes. The story's been around for about 2 years. That's the Leo Wanta story, if you want to put a name to it. And I have never been able to verify any of it. And so with that said, I can't comment further than what I read, and I can't say anything positive about it because I can't prove it.
Or negative. If it were true, what kind of seismic effect it would have on the markets?
Well, and let's, first of all, the contentions made in this issue is that the government, there was a man that worked for the government that was in charge of large pools of money, I mean a lot of money, did the investments and never got anything out of it. And he claims that that the United States is owed all these millions and billions of dollars, but they just somehow come up and disappeared. I've never been able to make heads or tails out of this. I'll be honest with you. The Leo Wanta story has been hanging on like, I don't know, Bob. It's been hanging on forever. But I have yet to be able to make heads or tails out of this. And who are the losers? Supposedly this money is supposed to go back to the United States government. You know, some say that the government stole it. What did they do with it? You know, who cares? Bob, what is this going to do for any financial picture, or if the Leo Wanta story was, say, let's say it was true, what would it affect?
Well, I think a lot of people would go to jail. They would split the Illuminati wide open. Whether the funds could be retrieved or not would remain to be seen. All the royal families in Europe, which purportedly are involved in it, would also end up in jail. And, you know, this is supposed to be a massive conspiracy. I would think it would greatly upset the financial markets of the world.
Caller?
Yeah, I was wondering if that might be an absolute decision, a choice that they would, well, you're saying it would destroy their infrastructure. So I guess they would try to keep it hush-hush. But, boy, that would be, in other words, it would be a collapse of not only the economy, but the powers that would be designed to destroy the country. That would be interesting. Side note. My last comment would be that it's the 11th hour, 59 minutes. I mean, time's up. I'm hearing this legislation pending that would take shows like yours off, take shows like, if you will, Alex Jones and a lot of other pro-patriot conservative programs off the air, that people are times way past complacency. We may turn on our radios, turn on our website audio broadcast, and
I may
call this number, and
we may not be there.
Y'all might not be there.
That's right.
And I don't know what it's going to take. If it takes something happening that, from what I understand, the legislation is pending, well, it'll be too late for folks to call in. I want to be one of the ones. I want to be like Lil Toto. I want to be one of the ones that barked and pulled back the curtain and said, hey, everybody, take a look. Let's do something. I mean, I'm calling. I'm just, you know, blowing breeze, but, you know.
And what you're referencing here, Gil, is it started out in the House. We're talking about hate crimes legislation. It was passed by the House. I think the numbers were 404 to 6, 404 in favor. That was H.R. 1955. It moved on to the Senate. That was the Senate bill was 1959. Now, what they've done with this, they have attached it to the National Defense Appropriations Act, H.B. 1585. They're trying to put this on a military spending bill. Now, Smith and Kennedy are the originators of this bill, and they've been... It's like trying to pin the tail on a donkey.
Thank God for Ed Kennedy.
Yeah, they've been trying to tack this thing onto everything. Well, there's an uproar in Washington. The president wants the spending bill. He wants to keep funding his little foray in the Middle East. Unfortunately, they put this H.R. 1585 on it, and or the hate crime bill rather on H.R. 1585. And this thing is stalling right now. So what we're asking people to do, and this is a perfect time, great segue here, Gil, is we're asking people to call their congressmen. Okay, find out who your congressmen are, folks. If you don't know who they are, go to truthtellers.org. That's Reverend Ted Pike's site. It gives you all your congressmen, all your senators, and use the toll-free numbers. And I'm going to give those out today.
Great.
All right? I want you to call these numbers and tell them, you know, hey, we're in support of our troops. Yeah, they need the bullets and they need this and they need that. And then fine. Okay, your military appropriations bill, fine. Go ahead, pass that. But strip that hate crime bill out of it. And that's H.R. 1585, and here are the numbers. Let your fingers do the walking, folks. And if you want some further tips on how to be real effective on the phone calling your Congress critters, go to truthtellers.org. Look at Ted Pike's site, and it gives you everything that you need. And here are the toll-free numbers. And the only thing we need now is that receiver in your hand and your other fingers dialing the numbers 800-614-2803. And also 877-851-6437. And don't complicate it. You know, don't get on there and harangue on them about the Federal Reserve or income taxes or anything else. Get in and get out on this deal because you're going to want to make a lot of calls. It doesn't necessarily have to even be your congressman from your district. Get on the horn because they all vote for this stuff. And just tell them the National Defense Appropriations Act, HB 1585, fine, go ahead and pass it because we support our troops, but strip that hate crime legislation out of it. Gil, get on the phone.
I'm on it now. I'm trying to get folks to speak up. One last question for Robert Chapman.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I just feel like y'all kind of y'all kind of soft-pedaling what I just brought up about this scandal, a possible scandal that's breaking. I understand y'all position, you know.
Well,
of course, Mr. Stadmiller, you did mention a little more in-depth of what's happening, but it seems like you're kind of soft-pedaling, and I don't know why, but
Gil, we're soft-pedaling it because we don't know if it's true.
Well,
and why? Let's stop a second, please. Gil, stop a second. How, if I don't know if something's true and it doesn't really have, you know, substance to it,
okay,
what the hell do you want me to do with it?
Well, the problem is a lot of things that we're hearing in the Patriot movement are semi-truths. So it's kind of like, you know, you got gray hats here, and a lot of them are geared a certain way, and another one are geared a different way. And I see wheels within wheels, my friend, that some of the things they're telling us is not necessarily true, but we've hyped it that it is, and there are things that are half-truths that are possibly true that we're soft-telling.
Gil, I like to deal in hard facts, not generalities.
But you're not at the top of the pyramid. You're not that eye at the top. You don't have the total picture.
Mm.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Whatever that was about, Bob, the inference is that we're soft-peddling something we can't prove.
Well, it's true. I'm not soft-peddling. I don't talk about it.
And I don't cover it much either.
You know, it's just like this, let's cover 9/11 and give me a break. I think the best thing that happened to 9/11 was a former president of Italy came out today and said it was a scam job by the CIA and the Mossad, and every intelligence agency in the world knows it. So let's forget it. But, you know, the point I'm trying to make here and you're trying to make is that we are not going to sit here and we're not going to tell people something is true when we don't know that.
Yeah. And
you know, what we do here is based upon truth and veracity. And if we start saying that things are something that they're not, no one's going to believe us about anything. So we really got to be careful what we attach ourselves to.
Well, and
we got to live with it.
I couldn't agree with you more because, you know, what the caller's saying here is, you know, what I hear in the Patriot community are half-truths and the half-truths are hyped. I take great pains not to hype anything that's not true. And if I find out that my information was erroneous or I didn't have all the facts and I've drawn the wrong conclusion over the facts given, I make the correction. I have to. That's my responsibility. But when you and this is, gosh, I didn't want to go down this rabbit hole today, but if you insist, Gil, how do you prove a negative? In other words, even George Bush said it the other day. You know, we're forced in a position that we've got to disprove a conspiracy that doesn't exist. And what I'm trying to say here is when we don't have the assembled facts, we don't have the parties responsible, we cannot finger the person in the proverbial lineup and say, he did it, chase that guy. What are you supposed to do with this? And it's the same thing that I've said about 9/11. And I thought, yeah, here he goes again on the 9/11 issue. Folks, it was a great run. It woke a lot of people up. We're facing the final pieces of the globalization puzzle here. We are being taken to task by the international gangsters, the bankers, if you will. We have a major problem in this country, and it's getting ready to split wide open. I mean, this boiler is losing its rivets, and you can see it getting ready to pop. And I will not take any more time. And this is what people don't understand, Bob, taking advantage of opportunities. Here we are, 6 years post 9/11. It had its six-year anniversary a couple of months ago. We are facing a situation here where what is on everybody's mind is inflation, cost of living, jobs, taxes, foreclosures, mortgages going south, people's credit cards being jacked up to 30% or even greater on their balances for no damn good reason at all, except that they're trying to scramble for every buck that they can get. The very same people that put us in this position that are popping the rivets on this boiler that has made this engine in this country run for so many years. I am putting this in priority. I am putting this at the top of the list. And there's one thing, and I will say this straight out to you people, there's one thing that we have not seemed to be able to do in this so-called patriot community. And Gil, I noticed a little, how should I say, there a little inflection as there's some corkscrews out there, you know, hyping facts they can't prove or the wrong points of a story or whatever. Here we have a situation that I don't give a hoot and a holler if it's a person pulling up to the gas pump and grousing about a $100 gas bill. I don't care if it's food they're trying to put on their table. I don't care if it's trying to pay taxes or their interest, the minimum payments on their credit card. What is grabbing people's attention? And the biggest grand Mac Daddy of all conspiracies that have ever been pulled on this country is the money. So what do you want me to talk about? Lewanta that we can't prove? 9/11, which is not going to make any difference right now. You can sit around with your 9/11 arguments as they're throwing you out of your house, your foreclosed home. You're sitting on the street corner because you don't have a job. You can't feed your family. You can't even make your car payments. What are you going to do? I am taking things in priority here, my friend. And Lewanta and 9/11 ain't one of them. It's had its run, it's done, and it's over. Move on. How many people can you affect today by handing them a DVD, of which this network is putting out, no cost to our listeners, for $1.25 a piece, with an hour and 45-minute presentation that's easy to watch because there was some humor injected into this thing, but the realities of the world that we face today inside this country is packed into a DV. It's an hour and 45 minutes, and you can literally change somebody's life. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not unprovable fact. It is all laid out, and you can change somebody's life for the rest of their lives. So you tell me what the priorities are. Bob, this is driving me insane.
No, what you do is, let the listeners know that we're just not going to handle questions that are going to waste time. There's more important things to talk about in all aspects. I mean, you know, my issues keep on getting bigger and bigger. And why? Because I keep on digging out more and more and more because there's all kinds of juicy, nasty stuff out there. It's sort of like a financial, economic, social, and political scandal sheet. A National Enquirer of those things.
It's almost,
I mean,
that
that's
bad.
What it's boiled down to. I mean, the crime is just incredible. I mean, it goes beyond all sensibilities, particularly in the administration itself and the payoffs that go to Congress. I mean, I'm a student of history. I've read it extensively over and over and over. I mean, all the way back to goodness knows where. And I continually find that this particular group of people who have been in office on and off for the last 7 years are the most corrupt in the history of any nation in the world.
You know, people have been psychologically conditioned that criminals are the people that skulk around, that are kind of unwashed. You know, they won't meet your eyes directly. They're kind of furtive in their movements and their looks. We've been taught that criminals wear disguises and break into your homes and break into your businesses in the dead of night to steal what you've got. You've got to change your thinking, folks, about who the real criminals are. They're walking around in Armani suits, and they're carrying briefcases. They're not carrying guns, and they look like the businessman next door. You have got to change your thinking about what is a priority in this country. We got a guy, for God's sake, spending millions of dollars and will be in advertising for the run of the presidency. What is major on his platform? Three things. Dump the Fed Reserve, dump the IRS, and let's get the hell out of Iraq. Now, with a guy up there fronting for you with an impeccable record, and we can't take advantage by supplying the public with the information that it's conspiratorial, most assuredly, but 100% provable. All right? How many bombs brought down the Twin Towers? How many financial bombs are we going to be able to take before this country goes under for good? We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commissions, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
We're back. Let's go back to the phones here. Steve, this is very frustrating, Bob, because I had all my stories lined up. My computer wiped itself out for some unknown reason. and should have them compiled back together by probably the end of the show. In the meantime, let's go to Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello. John, I appreciate you only reporting on stories that you can back up the facts, you know, or you can find proof of the facts. I really appreciate that. That's the reason why I shut off my TV several months ago and started listening to RBN.
I can trust you for that.
And I have a question for Bob. I wondered if he could explain what a sovereign wealth fund is. I sort of been doing a little research on this, but I don't quite understand the definitions I'm getting. Just recently, Abu Dhabi helped bail out one of our financial, I can't remember who it was, but they said they used a sovereign wealth fund, and that was dangerous for America. And I didn't understand that. I didn't know how it was dangerous. And I was wondering if you could explain that.
Well, a sovereign wealth fund, sovereign being a nation, and wealth being accumulation of some sorts of wealth that they have. They put it into a fund because they want to invest it. Heretofore, most nations would, when they had trade surpluses in other currencies, they would take those currencies and buy, like in the case of the United States, treasury securities or agency securities. And sometimes they would buy better quality stocks on the exchanges of those countries, and the United States being a good example. Sometimes they'd even buy corporate bonds. But most of the money was put into the top AA, AAA investments. And what they have decided to do is, number one, get rid of as many dollars as they can as quickly as they can without selling them into the market by buying things with them. And they have decided to diversify and take more risk than they have previously. And many of the pension funds in the United States have done the same thing. CalPERS is a good example, and that's the pension fund for the state of California. And funds like CalPERS have maybe 2% of their assets in hedge funds and perhaps 3% of their assets in derivatives and perhaps 3 to 5% of their assets in commercial real estate. Well, that's what these sovereign funds are doing. And they take big positions. They have trillions of dollars collectively. I think the number is 3-point-something trillion collectively. But some of them have great amounts of money. And so what the United States doesn't want these countries doing is coming in and buying, quote, sensitive industries. And it's okay if you did trade with us and get a surplus, but really it's not okay to invest the money. And therein lies the rub. You have to be prepared as a nation to accept foreign investment, particularly in your own currency, if you're going to trade with people and you're not going to be able to have a positive trade balance.
Steve, any other follow-up question?
No, thank you, sir.
All right, I appreciate your call. 800-313-9443. Robbie Noel will be joining us into the second hour. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this quite scattered Tuesday, folks. Hey, it's just a sign of the times. We'll take the break here, top of the hour, be gone about 2 minutes, and be right back with you. Hour two coming up. Stay tuned. We must take